But the Coast Guard is not being paid, even as they're risking their lives. Many of us in Texas and along the Gulf Coast saw the incredible heroism of the Coast Guard in the wake of Hurricane Harvey, where so many brave men and women risked their lives to save thousands upon thousands of innocents. They should be paid. And Madam President, I think it's important for the American people to understand what just happened here because it is highly consequential. It is easy for things to get lost in procedural gobbledygook. To assume, well, this is some back and forth about the shutdown, about the wall, has nothing to do with any of that. What Senator Kennedy asked, he brought forward a bill to pay the Coast Guard. It did nothing else. Didn't address any aspect of the shutdown, didn't address any aspect of the wall. It simply said, let's pay the men and women of the Coast Guard, yes or no. That means you can be a yes on that, whether you think we need to secure the border and have a steel barrier or whether you support open borders. It doesn't say anything either way. It just says the men and women of the Coast Guard deserve paychecks. We could have passed that right here today, and there's one reason and one reason only we didn't, because the Democratic leaders stood up and said, I object. And I would note that if there are Democrats on the Democratic side of the aisle that are not comfortable with that, who agree that the Coast Guard should be paid, let me encourage my Democratic colleagues to say so, because it is their party's leader who has lodged an objection on behalf of effectively every Democratic senator. And what they are doing, the Democrats are fond of using the phrase hostage taking. They are quite literally holding the men and women of the Coast Guard hostage because they want to win a political victory against the president. Their objective here is have the president back down and have not a single mile of border wall built. Never mind that the Democratic leader and every Democrat in this chamber in 2013 voted to build and fund 350 miles of border wall. 350 miles every Democrat in this chamber voted for. We're in a shutdown today because they are now unwilling to fund 234 miles of border wall, less than they voted for in 2013. Now, we understand politics rears its head in this business, and the Democrats want to defeat the president politically, and so the substance is secondary to trying to get that partisan victory over the president. But let me suggest this ought to be an issue. We can keep fighting back and forth on whether securing the border or having open borders is a good idea, but this ought to be an issue that should be real simple. Senator Kennedy brought forward a clean bill that does one thing and one thing only. It pays the salaries of the Coast Guard. If the Democratic leader hadn't objected, that would have passed right now. The president could have signed it tonight. The paychecks could have gone out right now for every man and woman in the Coast Guard. So if you're serving in the Coast Guard, in any of our 50 states, let me say, number one, thank you for your service. Thank you for your heroism. Thank you for the amazing difference you make. You deserve to be paid. You will be paid. But if you want to know why you weren't paid, it is because the Democratic leader objected to your getting a paycheck. It is my hope that the Democratic senators will go to their leader and say, this is a bad idea for Democratic senators to hold hostage the paychecks of the men and women of the Coast Guard. We should pay the Coast Guard, and that ought to be something that commands unanimous bipartisan support. I yield the floor.